My brothers and sisters, good morning.
弟兄姊妹早上好。
The knowledge of God's existence, character and moral law, which comes through creation to all humanity is often called general revelation.
神对这个普世的这些所造之物所彰显的他的品格被我们称之为普世启示。
Because it comes to all people generally.
因为这个是广济万人。
General revelation comes through observing nature.
一般的启示来自于我们所看见的大自然。
Through seeing God's directing influence in history.
我们看到神在历史当中的直接的作为。
And through an inner sense of God's existence and His laws.
也看到神确实的存在，还有他的这个律。
That has place inside every person.
这个让每一个人都能切实感到。
How does God revelation or how does God general revelation, show?
神的普世那个启示是如何彰显出来的呢
？If we look at in Romans chapter 1 verses 19 to 21.
如果我们看一下那个在罗马书第一章19-21。
It says, For what can be known about God is plain to them, because God has shown it to them. For His invisible attributes, namely His eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world in the things that have been made. So they are without excuse. And verse 21, it says, For although they knew God, they did not honor Him,as God, or give thanks to Him, but they became futile in their thinking, and their foolish hearts were darkened.
罗马书十九章是第一章十九节说，有关上帝的事情可以让人类知道的都已经显而易见。自从创造天地以来，上帝永恒的大能和神性是明明可知的，虽然肉眼看不见，但透过受造之物就可以领悟。因而人类毫无借口推说不知，他们虽然明知有上帝，却不把他当作上帝，既不将荣耀归给他，也不感谢他，他们的思想因此变得荒谬无用，无知的心也变得昏暗。
Today we will study on Psalms chapter 19 verses 1 to 6 and let us behold the revelation of God in heaven.
我们今天要学习诗篇十九章一到六节，我们一起来观看这个诸天的。
But before I go further, may we bow down our heads and for a word of prayer. Thank you, Father, for revealing yourself to us through your word and through the heavens. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your faithfulness that endures throughout all generation. Thank you, O Lord, and we commit the rest of the time into your hand. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. From verses 1 to 4, we can see that the glory of God is being spoken day and night 24/7.
我们从第一节到第四节，我们看到神的荣耀
是每天一周七天，一天二十四小时在述说着。
Which means,It is a continuous act of revelation to us of how splendid is His creation.
这个让我们看到他的荣耀，他的启示继续在彰显出来，是非常的荣耀。
To look at the sky is an evidence of His infinite power.
我们看到诸天，就看到他那无限的权柄。
Wisdom.
还有智慧。
And even beauty of God.
还有他的美容。
It is to observe a majestic witness.To the glory of God.
这个是一个在述说上帝威严的荣耀。
Though day after day and night after night,
日复一日，夜复一夜。
There is no words to speak.
无言无语。
God's glory is continuously seen in His creation.
然而神的荣耀继续不断地通过他的万物彰显出来。
You cannot stop it because it is revealed in heavens.
你无法阻止它，因为在天上这个已经彰显出来。
The natures around us alone testify His glorious act.
我们周围的这些万物都在述说见证他的荣耀。
And the sky above proclaims his handiwork.
诸天也在述说他的作为。
The term kabod or quote-unquote glory,
这个荣耀这个词
in reference to God, normally describes that awesome and inborn spirit of God.
用来指神的时候呢，是形容他的那个大而可畏。
That is so intensely,
那个是如此的强烈。
Other than human experience,
这个是人类所无法经验的。
That is described as shining light,or a consuming fire.
这个用来形容一个这个闪亮的光或者是那个是烈火。
Then in verse 4, it continues, the psalmist David shows how far does the glory of God reaches.
第四节大卫的诗又告诉我们神的荣耀广及多远。
Here it says that for their measuring line goes out through all the earth.
这边呢他们的声音传遍天下。
And their words to the end of the world.
他们的话语传到地极。
So that is how far it reaches.
这也是他能够达到有多远。
To the end of the world.
是广及天下。
Although in verse 3 it says that there is no speech.
虽然第三节说无言无语。
Or words.
无声无息。
Yet God's creation.
然而神所造的万物。
Gives evidence of God's existence and character.
却在见证神的属性，神的存在。
In verse 4b, and it goes down all the way to verse 5,
第四节的下半句到第五节
it says, in them he has set a tent for the sun, which comes out like a bridegroom leaving his chamber.
这边谈到上帝在天上为太阳设立居所，太阳出来时，如不出洞房的新郎。
Why do you think that the psalmist David relate the sun to the glory of God?
为什么你们觉得这个大卫会把他的诗用来形容这个新郎来太阳来形容上帝的荣耀呢？
Well, if you observe the sun,
如果你观察太阳
the light and influence of the sun do
阳光还有阳光所影响的这些
in a special manner declare the glory of God.
这个是用一种特别的方式在述说神的荣耀。
Just try to stand under the heat of the sun.
你试着站在阳光下。
I'm sure you cannot bear that.
我相信你不能忍受的。
The heat itself will burn your skin.
阳光的热度会把你的皮肤灼伤。
The sun is said to have a place set him.
然而上帝却为太阳预备了地方。
Not only because he is continually moving.
这个不只是他这个太阳在不断的运转。
And do not have a fixed dwelling.
他没有一个那个固定的居所。
But because the place he has will at the end time,
而是在至终的时候，结尾的时候
be taken down like a tent,
就是那个像一个这样的帐篷被收起来。
When the heavens shall be rolled together like a scroll.
那个天地也要像这个书像书卷被卷起来。
And the sun shall be turned to darkness.
然后太阳也变得昏暗。
What does David mean when he said like a bridegroom?
大卫说这个像新郎是什么意思呢？
The sun through the heavens displays the glory of God like a bridegroom.
这个太阳呢就像在天空就像形容成一个新郎。
For those who are married,
对已经结婚的人
if you may recall,
如果你还记得
when you're about to get married that day,
你要结婚的那一天
you wore your best attire,
你非常关注自己的衣服
and you are joyful of the occasion,
你也非常的喜乐在那个情景里面
and, probably during that time, as if you wanted to tell or maybe even shout to the whole world,
也许那一天你想向全世界宣告
That you wanted to say, Yahoo, I'm getting married.
你说哈，我要结婚了。
It involved the whole people around you.
这个会那个影响到你周围所有的人。
To cause into a celebration.
这个让人们一起来欢庆。
And your friends and loved ones.
你的亲朋好友。
Just do not want either to miss this great event, right?
他们也不想错过这样大的这个盛事。
Well, God in his creation of the heavens and the sun.
然而神的所造之物包括这个太阳
is making himself known to all,
也在彰显他自己
on just such a degree of joy and glory,
这是何等大的喜乐和荣耀。
Verse 6, its rising is from the end of the heavens,
这边第六节说的他划过长空
and its circuit to the end of them,
从天这边绕到天那边
and there is nothing hidden from its heat,
热量广及万物。
Do you think that we can hide anything from God?
你认为我们能够有任何事可以躲过上帝吗？
Do you think that our day-to-day activity can be hidden from God?
我们日常的这些活动可以躲过上帝吗？
Here the psalmist David draws to a close with an important reminder.
这边诗人大卫给了我们一个非常重要的提醒。
That over all the human activity,
所有的这些人类的这些活动，
Nothing can escape the watchful eye of God who created the sun.
没有任何事可以躲过这位创造太阳的上帝。
This means that whatever a man do,
这意味着不管人做什么，
or whatever a man think,
不管人想什么，
or even the intents of our hearts, God
sees us. 包括我们心中的意念，神都可以看透。
Even without the Bible, I believe that all of us has had evidence in creation that God exists.
即使没有圣经，我们大家都看到这个自然界也证明上帝存在。
That he is the creator.
他是造物主。
In God's creation, we see his goodness.
在神所造的万物当中，我们看到神的良善。
Extending to the unbelievers.
这个也广及到那些非信徒。
For even in Matthew 5 verse 45, it says,
因为在马太福音第五章四十五节说
that God who causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good,
神让太阳照好人照歹人
and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous,
让雨降给义人也降给不义的人。
God's creation reveals his judgment to the sinful world.
神的所造之物 也证明了他向那些不义的人的审判。
He will not leave the guilty unpunished.
他不会那个让那些罪恶不被审判的。
Just like what happened at Sodom and Gomorrah, that burning sulfur fell from heaven as the consequence of the wickedness.
正如索多玛、俄摩拉，他们因为他们的罪恶，那个硫磺就从天而降，毁灭了他们。
God's creation reveals his faithfulness.
神所造的万物也彰显了他的信实。
In Psalm 119 verse 90 says, Your faithfulness endures to all generations. You have established the earth and it stands fast.
哦，诗篇119篇那边谈到神的第九十节那边Continue.
He is eternally trustworthy, present to lead and guide.
他是永远可信的。
So you may ask, so what? After all you have shared with us all this.
你可能问，你跟我们分享这些有什么重点吗？
I remember one of my friends during my elementary to high school time.
我记得我的小学到高中的一个同学
She loves to see the beauty of nature.
她喜欢这个观看这个自然界的这个美观，这个容美。
I myself, I do not appreciate all this before.
我以前也不知道欣赏这些壮观的景色。
But I do not know, probably because of aging.
我不知道是因为我年龄越来越大。
That's why I appreciate now.The beauty of nature around us.
我现在更懂得欣赏周围的这些自然景观。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
God has revealed himself to us in his creation.
神借着他所造的万物已经把他自己彰显给我们。
Do you rejoice like the psalmist David as he declares God's creation?
有没有像诗人大卫一样这样的喜乐？
There is only one and true God.
只有一位真实的神。
He is the creator of heaven and earth.
他是天地的创造者。
And he reigns over all the earth.
他也掌管世上的万物。
God does not only reveal himself in his creation.
神不仅借着他的所造之物彰显他自己。
But even in his word.
还有借着他的话语彰显他自己。
May we desire to know more of our God day by day.
愿我们更渴慕每天更多的认识神。
God bless us all.
愿神赐福我们。